Thank you for calling customer service. What can I assist you with today?
Hi, yes. I received a charge on my card back on Tuesday, April 26th, and I called about it and talked to the woman, and she said she was canceling the charge because it was not something I got charged for something that I wasn't supposed to be charged for according to the ad that I had clicked on. And she said she would cancel it, and then it still appeared on my credit card statement. So I went through my credit card company, and they filed a dispute that it's still on my credit card, and I'm trying to get it taken off because I don't even know what I ordered because I've not received anything from you people.
Okay, I'll be happy to assist you with that. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
16435.
Okay, you said 16435?
Yes.
Thank you. Who would I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Stacy Bordekinis.
Okay, Ms. Stacy, can you verify your shipping address, please?
129 North Main Street, Springboro, PA, 16435.
Okay, give me 1 second while I review your account. Okay, so you said you previously spoke to somebody, you called to cancel, correct?
It was an ad, and I clicked on the ad to order something, and when it was supposed to be like $10 or something, when I got a text message on my phone saying I was charged $59.89, I called immediately, and the credit card company gave me the phone number. I called, spoke to a woman. She said it would be canceled.
Yes, ma'am. So your account was canceled that day you called on April 26th, and then it says, I see that you did file a dispute with your bank. That resulted in a chargeback on May 3rd. So you said you're still seeing the charge on your account. So your account was canceled that day you called, so you haven't been charged anything further from April 26th. However, because it looks like you didn't ask for a refund through us, you just went and disputed it. That's why you probably haven't received a refund yet, because when you dispute the charge through your bank instead of through us, the bank begins their investigation. And then once they see that it is a valid charge because it was stated in the terms and conditions, they can't issue you the full refund.
The woman told me when I talked to her that it would be refunded, and it never got refunded.
Okay, so I'm seeing when you called on April 26th that you called to cancel. She offered you the save, which is the $20 monthly rate, and you declined, and so she canceled your account. I don't see anything about a refund.
She offered me a 20% discount or whatever it was, and I don't even know what I was supposed to be getting, because it was supposed to be for a blender.
Yeah, so that was, you were entering the sweepstakes to win the mixer, and so then it'll tell you in the terms and conditions that you'll then be rolled in the monthly subscription for the Bitesub app, which is a meal planning app that has recipe guides on there. So you said she offered you, yeah, she did offer you the $20, bringing the monthly rate down to $20, but you mentioned a refund, and I'm not seeing the refund.
Am I going to keep getting charged for this is what I want to know. I mean, if I have to suck up this price, I'll suck up the stupid price, but I'm not going to keep getting charged.
Ma'am, you weren't charged again after April 26th. That was the only charge.
Okay.
Okay, so was that your question today?
I will call back to my credit card company again because I'm seeing it on my statement again. So, yes, that's it. As long as you have nothing for me there, then that's fine.
Yeah, we only have the April 26th charge of the $59.89.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling.
Have a good day.